Hello and welcome back to Movie Prism, and today we are reviewing Karthik Subraj's latest directorial movie, Mahaan, starring Vikram and his son Dhruv, now streaming on Amazon Prime. Initially set in 1968, Mahaan starts the flashback story of three young boys who are part of a card gambling game, and things go wrong and they end up hurting each other. One of the boys is Gandhi Mahaan, who is brought up in a strict household which follows the Gandhian way of life, and hence his father makes him promise that he won't engage in any of the activities which is against the Gandhian principles, which even includes drinking and gambling. Cut to present, it is 1996. Gandhi Mahaan, played by Vikram, is leading the life his father wanted. Strict Gandhian, commerce master at a local college, married to Nachi, who is just played by Simran, who's again a staunch follower of Mahatma. But at the core, Mahaan is leading an unhappy and unfulfilled life. He wants to explore all the sin stuffs around him and wants to break loose from his Gandhian chains. On the day he turns 40, when his wife and son is out for a spiritual trip, Mahaan decides to enjoy his life for a single day, and in this process he accidentally bumps into his old childhood friend from the first episode, Satyavan, played by Bobby Simha, who now runs a bar. In a series of incidents, Mahaan is now displaced from his family, both his wife and child abandons him, and now he decides to continue his life with his friend. Mahaan, since he's educated, becomes a major boon for Satyavan, as he soon starts running and developing the liquor business, which brings in tons of money. Mahaan is okay that his wife has left him, but he keeps feeling sad that he is unable to see his son and not able to give him all the comforts which he enjoys now. Mahaan soon adopts Satyavan's son, Rocky, played by Sanant, as his own. In the midst of all this, they also meet the third friend, Gnanam, played by Muthukumar, from the first episode, who is now a politician, who only further helps the gang to grow the business. But soon the past catches up, and Mahan's son Dada, played by Dhruv Vikram, comes to a city and now is a cop who's out there to kill all the accomplices of his dad. He does not want to hurt his dad, but he is in a manic zone to kill all the people who separated his dad from him. So the story is essentially the relationship between father and sons, how incidents in life can either make a son completely hero worship their dads or become completely rebellious in nature. Also a strong message that we can't force people to follow a principle or ideology if he or she is not convinced about it. The scene, especially between Mahaan, Rocky and Dada, is the best of the movie and has a typical Karthik Subraj signature stamped on it. Vikram is wonderful as Mahaan, and it's after years he's got a role where he can strongly deliver on his acting mettle. He's suave and fantastic as the older Mahaan. Bobby Simha's brilliant and does an amazing role as a friend and business partner. Sanant as Rocky is apt. Dhruv Vikram is smart, fit and matches his dad really, really well. But not sure why there are scenes where he's screaming and behaves like a manic in spite of being a cop. Simran has a half-baked role and don't know why would she leave and punish her husband just for a one-night mistake. Muthukumar as a cunning politician again augurs really well. Mahaan is a decent watch. It can't be termed excellent like previous Karthik Subraj's classics, but watch it for Vikram the actor, as he is back with a bang. Movie Prism rating 3 out of 5. Thank you for listening. Stream reviews anytime, anywhere. Reach us at movieprism@gmail.com. Also follow us on our Insta handle, Movie Prism.